I really honestly don't know how to feel right now. There's, let's see, 17 seconds left. I mean, this line opened Cincinnati by 2 touchdowns. And look at what just happened. 45-17? What? Okay, here's... I stood in the same place a week ago today, and we don't football. Holy crap, do we football? Here's the thing. With about, let's see, when we got the ball back after they scored, I think we were up 14. We had to kick the field goal because we forced it to. And we got the ball back. And I made a little note to myself. I wrote it down. I didn't want to jinx it, but I wrote it down, and I said, you know, if we turn the ball over here, we're Illinois. It's like 8 minutes left, 14-point lead or whatever. If we turn the ball over here, we're Illinois. And that's what happened. Like Jason Ford's fumble against Northwestern a few years ago and everything else. They just, we always have done that. You know that. I don't have to tell you that. You know that. And now, what do we do? We converted a 3rd and 19, went right down the field, precision strike. Great. I don't know how to respond to that. Like, we, not only did we win 45-17, we looked crisp. We looked, we didn't turn the ball over, did we? No. We looked amazing. You know, so now, right in front of me, school, like, they're playing the school song, and the players are gathering to sing Alma Mater. I don't know what to do with this. Look, my whole life, okay? I put this up on Twitter. My whole life is building a dam for my Illini football is so awesome, like, thoughts, okay? I'm that guy who's like, oh, we're going to do it, and this, and, you know, it's my team and all this. So I just spent all my time, like, blocking out, you know, just putting up a dam for those thoughts. Like, no, it's not going to, we're not going to, just slow down. And here we are. What? Okay. I'm just going to say a few things because I get to, because I just broke that dam. Nate's looking like maybe all Big Ten, right? Is there a quarterback in the Big Ten with better 2 weeks than Nathan Shieldhouse? Are there 5 quarterbacks in the country with a better 2 weeks? What? You know, the defense, when they needed to, you know, what do we talk about? They got to force turnovers. Tabor got the interception. They got to force field goals. They did that. You know, and 2 calls within, what, 3 plays that both went our way. Like, we're watching it. I'm watching the replay. And I'm like, I don't know. All he has to do is get the point of that football over that white line. And wait, no, ball came out. Oh, hey, look, our ball. And then Young, oh my gosh, he just ripped it out of his hands. Was his knee down yet? And oh, hey, officials gave it to us. Like, this is the antithesis. That's what I'm going to entitle this. This was the Illini football antithesis game. Okay? We didn't turn the ball over. We didn't shoot ourselves in the foot. We converted thirds downs like crazy. We forced field goals. We took the ball away. And when we needed the right play call, we made it. When we needed 3rd and 19, we made it. When we needed to do the correct thing and we needed to football, we footballed. And I don't know how to handle myself. Like, you don't understand, okay? Like, I arrived on campus here in 1991. First game was East Carolina, but second game was like David Klingler, and we shut him down. It was like 51-3 or whatever, the Houston team. And I was just like, oh, we are. Ah, we're so dominant. We're going to be the greatest team and blah, 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 my 4 years here. And, like, since then, it's been a tumble. Like, since that moment of my first game here, it's been this constant tumble with a few spikes. But this looked like football. Okay, there's people staring at me in the balcony. I can't really do this anymore. I look like an idiot, but I don't care. Go Illini. 2-0. Let's go to Chicago.